Time right now is 8:30. Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. We are streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning, you can see these two ruggedly handsome gentlemen sitting across from me on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. You represent the Carrollton City Schools District. My name is Colin Worthington, by the way. Dr. Mark Albertus, superintendent of the Carrollton City Schools District, and David Godwin, who is the Board of Education chairman for Carrollton City Schools, kind enough to join us this morning as we hype up the parents and the kids to go back to school. Less than 2 weeks it starts for the Carrollton City Schools District. Carroll County School District went back this morning, so maybe you noticed a little extra traffic out there. And today we do encourage you to be a little more cautious when you're driving around in residential areas and around the schools. And then, of course, we'll remind you here in about 10 days when Carrollton goes back to school, just to be careful out there, because you will notice a little extra traffic. You may want to leave 5 minutes early before you're heading to work, because you could get slowed down a little bit. It's been 2 or 3 months, so you might have forgotten that traffic is affected a little bit. But we'll talk about that in the coming days. This morning, again, want to talk to students and parents for Carrollton City Schools. Get you ready here for what's coming up in just less than 10 days. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming out to talk about that. I was inspired and motivated to bring you guys on after witnessing the it was a rally on Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday for Carrollton City Schools District. The back to school for teachers, and you forget how many employees the district has until you put them all in that auditorium. And the excitement too. I mean, to be back to school. I mean, they could, 2 months away from school, and they want to be back. It seems like this all
right.
Teachers and staff had a special guest speaker, Brian Kemp. Last year, you guys had Jeff Francoeur. Was that were those different speeches? I mean,
a little bit.
Francoeur had less probably to brag about as far as helping the teachers, I guess. Although he may have had some stories about his favorite teachers.
But you know, I think a common thread between the two speakers was, Francoeur talked about how his coaches and teachers were instrumental in developing who he is and who he is as a man and his whole journey. And it was fun to hear the connection that Governor Kemp made with talked about his high school football coach at Clark Central up in Athens. It was Billy Henderson. Mm-hmm. And Billy Henderson's offensive coordinator Governor Kemp's senior year was Ben Scott. Mm-hmm. So the legendary coach of the Trojans and state championship coach of the Trojans that passed away early, too early. But making that connection and talking about how Coach Henderson was so instrumental in developing who he is, and also his wife had Coach Henderson for a teacher as well. So just talking about the importance of teachers and coaches in young people's lives and how it both of them connected, how it affected them in a positive way.
Well, let's look to the new school year here. Is there anything the parents and students should know that has changed in the last 2 months? New rules, bigger classrooms, more classes. I know you guys added maybe a focus for students, an opportunity for students to trade in some classes for is it agriculture? Is that what it was?
Yeah, there are some. The State Department of Education has given us some requirements and loosening up some of the requirements in the career technical education departments. So if a young person takes certain pathways within that, they'll get their fourth math or their fourth English, and it can switch out for that. So just another way to support students and getting them across the stage.
And what does that involve? I mean, is it going to be in-class education? Is that out in the field?
No, it's in-class education. You got these career pathways, let's say video broadcasting or healthcare pathway or whatnot. And some, like, for example, the healthcare pathway is heavy on the science, heavy on the math in some of those year four in that pathway. So it's really, I appreciate the DOE looking at it and saying, hey, there's some common sense here, because some of these kids are taking this pathway course that could switch out for another math course. So giving them credit for that toward graduation, it really is balancing, making sure that the kids are going in the direction they want to go, healthcare, and then also giving them credit in helping them achieve all their required credits.
And again, school starts August the 12th. What day is it? Today's the 2nd. So is that going to be a Monday or a Tuesday?
Monday.
So you guys decided to go the whole week to start out for the first week, whereas I think Carroll County schools, they just kind of wanted to get that first day out of the way. They do it on a Friday, the introductions. And things like that. As far as, did you compare the schedules? What's the, the 10-day difference? Why is that later? Do you guys do something different with vacation or end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. The school board has focused these last few years on getting that start date more back to maybe what we remember when we were growing up, closer to the middle of August, given all those families, their family time, throughout the summer, chance to travel, vacations and whatnot. So these last few years we've moved closer. Dr. Albertus and his leadership team has done a great job configuring the schedule throughout the year where we can, have that start date closer to the middle of August.
Back to, I guess, getting a head start on what's, coming up. Are there any changes in bus routes or anything like that? I mean, and you may not know those offhand. I mean, is there a place for parents to check that out if there's a different bus coming to the area? Or?
Well, yeah, they're going to see a lot of their same routes and buses, but there's always tweaks and whatnot. So we have it up on our website, and they can contact the transportation department, Coach McClendon over there, and Miss Carmen, and they'll take care of them. And we've got all the latest technology as far as now the apps and the parents can see exactly when the bus is coming. It's about to turn down the road, all that stuff.
With the state laws were changed or added to a couple, maybe 2-3 years ago, as far as where you can pass a bus and things like that. Are we seeing everybody abide by that law, or are we still see some issues and concerns out near the bus stops?
Just like any traffic law or whatnot, you always see some. But I appreciate the general public just being, whenever you see that yellow bus, and it doesn't matter what community you're in, traveling or whatever, it's just, you got to slow down and you got to be more attentive, because that yellow bus signifies kids, and we all have to be careful around them.
Yeah. Whether in front of them, behind them, on the other side, thinking, they're going the other way, please. And again, by and large, everyone does a fantastic job of really being conscientious of that.
Especially these first couple of weeks. I mean, there's new kids. I mean, kids who hadn't gone to school and anxious to see mom when they're getting off that bus and come running out. Time right now is 8:38. We are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments, I encourage you to post those, and I will take a look at those during our breaks and share those with our guests. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. More after this.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. We're speaking with representatives from the Carrollton City Schools District this morning. School starts August the 12th for the Carrollton City Schools District. Dr. Mark Albertus is superintendent of schools. David Godwin is the Carrollton City Schools Board of Education chairman. Number of students we have coming this year, and is it a change from last year as far as I'm guessing an increase, because I think both school systems here locally are definitely preparing for growth.
Yeah, I think we're right in line with Carroll County. I think we've got about 5-7% increase, and that's consistent with the growth of the community, Carrollton as a whole. You know, we had about 60 new teachers come in here, and about 23, 24 of those were growth positions. Mm-hmm. So continuing to grow, but we're continuing to scale it so that we can stay Carrollton City Schools, but also grow and make sure that we have adequate coverage with not only obviously teachers, but also support staff and administration and whatnot. But you know, Carrollton is been progressively growing over the years, last 20 years. And you know, they talk about cities and communities and everything, and if you're not growing, you're going backwards. So it's been some steady growth, and I'm really proud of our Board of Education for not just thinking the 5-yard target, but thinking about the 100-yard target down the road and preparing for that potential growth.
We Carrollton High School in particular is getting national attention here the last couple of years. I mean, with the football team, do you see that? Is that sparking more pride with alumni? Is that you know, even students currently attending? Do they recognize that the high school is getting that much attention?
Of course, absolutely. I mean, long history of you know, tradition and pride, certainly for Carrollton City Schools. Last several years, no different, but lots and lots of excitement. And, you know, I think the leadership, again, and the teachers and the coaches have managed that so well to, you know, just embrace that excitement, but make sure that we do everything, you know, to keep it the Carrollton that we've always known, too. So it's a balancing act, and they do a fantastic job of that.
Are there any – I mean, remember there was a documentary in the works last year for at least one of the football players, and is that still ongoing? Was that documentary supposed to be the whole 3 or 4 year high school experience?
Yeah, we'll just have to see. I think there is an outfit that's covering Julian's kind of career and whatnot, and I think that they – you know, they'll come and they'll capture different parts of his kind of growing up and his time in Carrollton and whatnot. We'll have to see how that turns out.
And I say that because, I mean, that does affect the whole community. I mean, the community, you can't help but have the community involved in that, you know, and, you know, pictures and images, and the community as a whole will have to fit in there somewhere. So that's just something to pay attention to.
For sure.
What's the most important need as far as the students – in your system? Maybe your system's different. Maybe it has a different needs. What's the biggest thing that students now are facing in your district? And again, maybe you see it all throughout the state.
Well, I think there's two things that I would point out. I think the as far as what's going on in education nationally and statewide and nationally is just that being on top of the teacher shortage, because the teacher shortage is real. The state of Georgia is feeling it. This area is feeling it. We're blessed to have good schools throughout this area. And so we have a lot of great teachers, and we can fill our positions, but we definitely know that the teacher shortage is alive and well, because there's not as many teachers coming out of the universities in the state and the Southeast. And then also there's not as many people getting into education and whatnot. So we're trying to make sure that those who are getting into the profession, that we're supporting them with professional development and mentors, and making sure that they, you know, are being supported so that they can continue on in their career and not step out after 4 or 5 years. But also making sure that our kids that have interests in education and that's what they want to do in college, that we stay close with them and keep in contact with them, because we want them to come back after they graduate mm-hmm. from high school, they go on and graduate from college. We want them to come back and teach at Carrollton City Schools. So I think that, generally speaking for education, I think that is you know, one of the biggest things that we're looking at. And also there's a bit of a equation in the economy. When the economy is going well and there are plenty of jobs, a lot of times there's a dip or a little bit of a valley in the number of teachers that number of people that are aspiring to get into education. When the economy, when jobs are down, we get more people coming out of industry and trying their hand. And that has really bared a lot of great fruit. We have a lot of great teachers that got into education kind of in a different type of path than a normal path, and they've become great educators and great for kids.
Well, the pay for teachers, I mean, I don't want to say if it's, you know, still not enough or if it's good at the moment, but I mean, the last 10 years we've heard that there's not been enough pay. You know, teachers need better pay. The last 5 years there's been the campaign in Georgia, at least. I mean, we're hearing frequently that, you know, the raises are coming and raises have been given over the years. Is that, you see that making a big mark?
It does, and I've been proud of our school board because over the last 7-8 years they have incrementally ticked up the local school supplement for our teachers, and not doing it all at once or touting that they're doing it and then not doing it, but it's been a priority for our school board. And then along with the state, you know, the governor commented on the different raises to the state pay scale. With our school board, our local community school board, and then also the state, we've done a good job to get Carrollton City Schools pay to be very competitive, and also for educators to take notice that, you know, this is very competitive, and things are going in the right direction.
Absolutely, Doc. It's the right thing to do. And just like Governor Kemp said, you know, he's been behind it. Dr. Albertus and the board is absolutely in lockstep on this. We agree that this is the right thing to do. You know, raising kids in this day and time is far more complex, let alone educating them. And we are committed to creating the best environment that we possibly can for our faculty and staff, making sure that they are compensated properly and that they feel totally supported. We've always loved what Dr. Albertus has said. There's two teachers, the one standing in front of kids, and the rest of us are behind that teacher supporting them. And we will continue to do that.
And I, you know, again, not to say, you know, what if they should be paid more, and the possibility that there is, but I just, we think about branding and marketing. I mean, again, over the last 5 years, we've heard that, you know, raises are going up. I just wonder how much, you know, can that affect the teachers and students interested in getting the education when they hear that enough, like, you know, that the pay is increasing as opposed to the previous 10 years where we heard a lot, well, they're not getting paid enough. So it'd be interesting to see how much of a difference does that make. But before we go to our second break, where's Dr. Ken Edwards? Did he retire?
Yeah.
I knew he went up to Wisconsin or Iowa or Idaho or
yeah,
something like
I
that.
Yeah, I got to see him and Janine at a football game in this past fall. Their grandson was playing for South Paulding, so they came and they visited, and he actually he did a stint of about 7-8 years up in Nebraska as a superintendent.
Right.
It was Kearney, Kearney, Nebraska, and then he and Janine bought their retirement home around Marietta, and so they're close to her parents They're really doing well, and they look great. And he sends his best to the Trojan Nation in Carrollton.
Well, good. I mean, I thought about him Wednesday. I was like, yeah, I wonder what happened. I mean, I remember, you know, the last time I talked to him, I did talk to him before he left, and maybe a couple months afterwards when he was appointed the superintendent for that position. But you know, I had a 2-year hiatus, but like in the mid teens here, and I was living in Florida, and he'd after the Carrollton won the championship, baseball championship, he'd sent me a championship t-shirt. So he's an all right guy.
I think they just celebrated 42 years of marriage.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear he's back in the Peach State. Very good. Time right now is 8:50. We'll take our final break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
8:51, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice News Talk, 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, Dr. Mark Albertus, Superintendent of Schools for the Carrollton City Schools District. David Godwin is the chairman of the Carrollton City Schools Board of Education. Got about 8 minutes left in our show. Reminder that school starts for the Carrollton City Schools District on August the 12th. Why is it important for community members? You know, is it important for community members to get involved with this? You know, talk about the pride the Trojan Nation, and but why is it important for all members of the community to be part of this district?
You know, I think when you think about our future, you think about young people, and everyone wants their own children to matriculate into contributing adults, you know, to the society and everything. But I think as business owners and community leaders and everything, you have to think about not only your children, but all children. And are we supporting children in general? And then also, what can we specifically do to help out the schools and helping get these kids where they need to be? And I automatically go to, when we talk about that, an easy thing to talk about is internships and apprenticeships and whatnot. And sometimes a business might think that that's just too much, that's not our core mission and whatnot. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, when we can help kids learn those soft skills, learn all those different things about life with a part-time job or internship, those really help not only the child, but it helps the schools because it rounds out our education. We have all the curriculum and we have all the kind of the base for them, but then for them to get some real world experience is huge, and it can be also great for the young adult to see what's out there. These kids only know what they know, so to get exposed to different industries and different spaces, and it also helps them see if they want to do it or if they don't want to do it. So partnering with folks and whatnot, and people have to understand that when you get involved with the schools, that's just a positive thing, and there are great things that come out of that.
And Carrollton is a great example. You know, Colin, I get the opportunity to travel around the state, and I don't see it happen anywhere better than Carrollton, where it comes full circle. When the community is pouring into the school system and the school system can be that strength for the community, you're watching a win all the way around. It's good for everybody. The kids that can come out of a community and have had that total buy-in and support coming from both sides is just an absolute win. I think, you know, we're all enjoying a healthy community, a grand quality of life, but our kids that we're delivering, you know, into adulthood are in the best possible, you know, place they can be in to go forward.
Those young people, their relationships, having those relationships with adults, I mean, is obviously important. And I think for some adults, it's important to have those relationships with the youth because, you know, there's always the jokes about, you know, the kids nowadays and things like that. So, I mean, it's beneficial, vice versa. And in my days, I mean, you guys are much younger than me, but like 1990, when I went to high school, my internships weren't for high school. They weren't there. I was fortunate enough to have an internship and actually got paid for it. So I was really cheating the system. But now it does seem like, you know, there's more opportunities. Is there a field that you would like to see? You know, not that many specific businesses, but is there a field out there right now that you would hope maybe a local business could offer an internship that would be beneficial to students?
Well, this won't answer that specifically, Colin, so I apologize, but the relationships that we have and the programs that we have in place, Dr. Albertus alluded to it, that for employers, maybe that's been a reach or just something that we'd like to do, but that just seems like too much. But I think, you know, Ray Lynn and others would say that has been hugely beneficial for them. They're really enjoying, seeing the kids be successful, but what that means to them as an employer and you know, bringing those kids back, you know, one day, and they're starting to see that. And so, and there's others, and I'll let Dr. Albertus comment on those.
Yeah, we've had some great partnerships, and it's really been beneficial for the kids and for the companies.
Yeah.
I think one space that we really need to crack the code on is the manufacturing. Manufacturing is totally different than it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when you're talking about being on the line. A lot of these folks that are working at Southwire, at Miniat, I can go down DecoStar. I could go down the whole list. But many of them are highly trained. It's computerized. They're highly trained. They're making very good money, very specialized and whatnot. And it's a very clean job. It's very, you know, it's not what our parents and others thought of when you talked about the factory.
The Laverne and Shirley opening.
That's right.
That's right. And so just making sure, like I said before, the kids only know what they know, just exposing them to them and getting in front of these managers and these operating officers that can explain to them what a career would look like here and what type of pay you would be making within 2 years, 5 years, 15 years. And the training that would need to go along with it, which the training usually is very highly technical, but it's a lot shorter than a 4-year, you know, degree kind of thing, and a lot less expensive.
Well, I was thinking about what questions I could ask you guys this morning. I did find one. I remember you guys purchased a good bit of property in 2022, right? $8.4 million. Land on the Cottage Hill Road off of Hayes Mill Road, and there's all kinds of speculation of what could possibly happen with that. Are you guys closer to coming up with a good use for that?
Absolutely. Again, Carrollton, long-standing history and tradition, and one of those key components for us has been the campus and being able to keep all the kids on that same campus, starting in pre-K all the way through graduation. So when we became aware that the property, may be a possibility across the bypass there, we absolutely wanted to take a hard look at that. And fortunately, that's all come together for us. And, just like we've always done, we want to make sure that we continue to create opportunities for more classrooms for our students. And with the growth we're seeing, we know we're going to need that. So absolutely see that being something on that property down the road. And as athletics continue to grow, we're going to need more space there as well, too. So there's been discussion along the way in acquiring that property with the city. We have a great relationship with them, the rec department, and sharing space. So wherever that makes sense, we want to continue to have those discussions with them as well.
You guys are going to want your own pickleball courts, aren't you?
Well, it's that will the
be,
craze.
That yeah. will be in GHSA sport soon, I can assure you. But I just appreciate Mr. Godwin's and the Board of Education's vision about that property, because we're setting up future school boards and leadership within Carrollton City Schools to have the flexibility to expand whenever that time might be.
All right, first day of school for the Carrollton City Schools District is August the 12th, and that's every school's going to start on that same day,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, guys, thank you for coming out this morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks
for
having us.
Thank you for tuning in to this morning's Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. If you missed any of the show, it will be available on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page forever, so you can go back and watch anything that you missed. Time right now is 8:59. Stay tuned for national news. Have a great weekend, everybody.